going to be a great day, folks. Stick around. Welcome back to the TNT Hour, folks. It's a pleasure to have you with us today. Today's going to be an important day because I've got a lot to spoo about, folks. I got a lot to spoo about. So you just get your friends, you gather around the radio or gather around the internet and just tune in because today's a griping day. Today's one of those days where you gripe. You spoo and you gripe and you let people know what's going on. And I've got some things to tell you. You know, we've had an interesting situation here. We have viruses on our computer, on the servers. There are people that are hacking in and putting tracking codes and shell access codes into our server. We have problems with our Vonage lines. Vonage, folks, if anybody out there has Vonage, I just suggest you get rid of it. Most of the hosts I've spoke to, nothing but problems. Problems, problems, problems. Vonage to me is a sick group because they don't seem to fix their problems, and everybody I speak to eventually, if they're in the truth game, has problems with them. It just seems to be that way. And I've used them long enough to know that they're the worst of the bunch. So if you've got Vonage out there, I would consider leaving Vonage, scrapping them, getting rid of them. They ain't worth it. They aren't worth it, folks. No matter how cheap they are, cheap, you're going to get what you pay for when it comes to them. And I'll tell you, to me, they're about the worst of the bunch. Have you ever wondered why Vonage comes out of nowhere and all of a sudden they've got commercials running all over the place? They're grabbing all the internet, digital type communication traffic all under one umbrella. And then when people start to use them that are in the truth game, right, they have problems. Problems, 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 problems. So Vonage to us equals problems. We're going to be removing them. Emphasis. So spread this audio file far and wide. I will try to do the same. We're going to start naming companies, naming names, naming people, places, and things now because we've done enough logging, tracking, and so on to really put a good picture on where these problems are coming from, and we're still doing more research, but we're getting to the bottom of it. I kid you not. We're going to get to the bottom of it, and we're bringing in a couple experts, and we'll see where it all lies. But what we're finding is a lot of companies are working offshore, criminal companies, and they're in attack mode. Okay? Most often they work with your black ops divisions, government divisions, and big corporate companies that are in the criminal game. Now, let's talk about one, okay? We have had a phone number, 877-876-5227, and we've had it for quite a while. So if you guys want to call in and give me a shout, you're more than welcome to do so. It is an 800 number again. We've had for years. But I have a question. Why, when people phone 877-886-8380 to reach McAfee antivirus program, again, that's 877-886-8380 is what someone just told me because I'm now documenting the calls that are coming in from this group, McAfee antivirus. And it seems their department there, probably an offshore in India department, whatever the case is when people are phoning them and have a problem with SpyBot software. The SpyBot? And again, folks, I do have the software. I am a registered person. I have had it in the past. And it sucks. Okay? Nothing but problems. It's a virus, in my opinion, in and of itself. Okay? That's just my opinion because I've always had nothing but problems, and it seems every single person who calls up on our number is usually having a problem with it. Most of those are trying to get rid of it. So here's what we've got, folks. We've got somebody, like a guy just called me in Florida, gave me his number and all his information, and so that I could get this on record. He calls up McAfee Antivirus, says, I've got a problem with SpyBot. How the hell do I get rid of it? And guess what number they give him? You guys ready for that? They give him our 800 number. Yeah. That's what they're doing. Right from their office. Thank you, McAfee. You guys suck. Okay? You suck. You and whatever other little programs you're trying to peddle. You got to remember, most of these antivirus software programs, folks, are... beware of the back doors. Beware of them, folks. They're designed in very odd ways. And most of these outfits, I think, are unscrupulous. Okay? Now, they seem to must think it's funny, because this has been going on for quite some time now. And any callers we get usually have problems with them, their software, and they're giving out our numbers. So beware, folks, beware. Don't just put on these adware, get rid of your spyware and all these other antivirus programs on your computer. Do it correct. Get a good firewall, a good one. Keep one personal computer that never hooks up to the internet where you keep all your files attached to. And beware of the criminal elements out there, because they do not like truth-talking websites. They do not like companies that are going to tell the truth. They don't want people like Jesse Ventura on a network talking the truth like we're going to have later on today. I got to tell you, folks, we do not like the criminal class. We are going to have them removed, and it is our mission to help in that process, because they're scum. Okay? And scum should be scrubbed off, removed, and sent down the toilet. Now, interestingly enough, we've been blocked for some reason by a couple major carriers. It's funny how this all comes at once. That's how you kind of know that the little games that these sickos play are working in tandem with each other. Because they kind of come at you from a few different places and make it look almost, I would have to say, coincidental, but it's not. Okay? We've been keeping reports, documents, and logs, and I've been sending these logs and reports to an individual I know, and we're going to really, honestly, folks, we're going to start naming names, companies, where they're coming out of, which companies work with them, what government fronts, what major corporation fronts, who's heading these companies, and tracking them all down. So you stick around. It's going to take us a little bit to put it together, but we're going to have an expose that's going to be brilliant. We're also going to come at them with the legal system. If it's still any good, we're going to try to bring lawsuits against them. Because all it takes, a little bit of time and money, and we have both. So we're going to have a little fun. We're just, you know, people got to stand up for themselves, and they got to use the system as best they can to prevent these things from occurring. And there are just too many criminal elements out there in the form of corporate hiding pests that work with offshore names in offshore countries, and they're doing very nefarious things, and they're working for, yep, you guessed it, many times corporations that work right here in the U.S. Again, we'll be bringing that data to you. We're compiling it, but we don't want to make errors. When we put this stuff out, we want it to be correct, and we're going to make it correct. Okay? Now, so that's been going on. That's been a lot of fun. You know when things are getting a little weird? And it's funny. It's right after the fires, isn't it? Right after these fires, things are really starting to get a little weird. We got a lot of fires in California. You've got chemtrail activity, which is being run under the cover of these fires. And you've got a lot of things that are trying to remain hidden while these things are occurring. It's unfortunate, but it also tells us that we've got their number, and we love having their number. Because the beauty is, as long as you keep working, chipping it away, eventually the truth will get out there. And we're seeing that right now. We have a caller, so we're going to put him on the air. Caller, welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Don Mikhailov.
Hey, how are you, Don?
Excellent. I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
I just wanted to just give you a quick ring here and just touch base with you and back up what you're saying here.
Thank you.
Let the listening audience know that you're not fabricating this stuff. You've got the documentation.
I've sent you some of them, yeah.
Yes.
I've got lots.
Took me all of 5 minutes to figure out who was behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're saying about these communications companies and the viral software companies.
They work in tandem, yeah.
Yeah, this is all part of data gathering. This is these people trying to find out everything they can about you. I might extend it also, you didn't mention this, but the software that people use to compute their taxes, when you're filling out the various line items in such a program and then you're sending this out on the internet on an unsecure line and you really don't know it's secure, you're probably buying a program that's got a backdoor into your whole computer. I don't know this 100%, but on the basis of all the things that you are undergoing at the network, I and other researchers and truth tellers, those of us who are uncovering corruption in the government and in the corporate business world, it all seems to be coming from the same place.
Yeah, same places, exactly. They seem to be somehow coming from the same areas, same groups.
Yes. So the issue out there is not to spread fear, okay? That's not what I'm doing, and I know that's not what you're doing. In fact, you're doing quite the opposite. We're going to let everybody know who's behind this.
Exactly, exactly.
This is a global effort, but what's interesting is when you start looking into who these companies are, who these people are who are internet providers. Many of them are internet providers behind this. We're secretly working with companies
you got that it.
Are making billions and billions on the stock market and through all the advertising that they sell on in the web of advertising that they put out there. It's all really about data collection. So I would just like to suggest to the listeners that they use their discernment a little bit. If something doesn't feel right to them before they sign up, you know, it's very tempting to get on someone's list. I had an invitation to a highfive.com website. Now, this is from a person I don't know. and number one, why would they want to put me on their friends list? The guy doesn't tell me who he is. I'm to be suspicious of this.
Exactly. Like with Facebook.
Yeah,
they're like one of the stinks in my book.
Yes, and you know, MySpace, believe it or not, has helped a lot of people's careers, and you would hope that having your own MySpace page would be something, positive. It would be a good experience for people to connect and that. I started getting spam from all over the world when I hadn't even finished my MySpace page.
Yeah.
And pornography and prostitution.
Yeah, using your email then to send out riotous emails to everybody so it all comes back to you.
Yes, exactly. And this is all in an effort to cause you to go out and buy more things for your computer to protect the data. And every time you go out and buy this new thing to protect your computer, again,
you're opening up the door even more.
Yes, exactly. So in essence, that's about what I wanted to say, but I wanted to let the listening audience know that this is serious.
It is. Don, folks, this is Don Mikhailov. He does Wednesday's TNT Hour at 1 p.m. Pacific here on Station 1. He also does Evident Footprints, and that's every evening, Monday through Friday at 10 p.m. That's a show you folks don't want to miss because the truth is talked here on the BBS network and we ain't stopping for anybody.
Yes, amen. So I didn't want to stop your rant or
No, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it, Tom. Thank you. And we are going to get to the bottom of this. Even if it takes us time, we have time.
Yes.
We're not in any hurry. I mean, they can keep playing their games. It's just more ammo.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I would suggest, not that you need a flood of more email, but if anyone has specific concerns about something, that, you know, they might want to leave some contact and valid contact.
Oh, thank you. Absolutely. Folks, Don Nikoloff is correct. If you guys are experiencing these type of problems and you have documentation behind it, send it to us at contact@bbsradio.com. Get it to us, because we'll add it to what we've got going here, to our expose, and hopefully we can uncover this mess.
Yes, and a valid email address would be nice.
Exactly.
Even some contact information, if you feel comfortable giving us a mailing address and or a phone number, that would be appreciated.
Thank you. Thank you.
If we can track you, then we know you're on our side.
Exactly. No mysterious strangers, please.
Yeah, there's enough of that. Okay, I won't take up any more of your time. I'm sure you may have some other callers in, or if not, you've got some good things to say.
Don, you're the best. Thank you, my friend.
You too. I love you.
I love you too.
I'll talk to you tonight.
You got it.
All right. Bye now.
Bye bye, folks. That was Don Nikoloff again. Don Nikoloff is one of the fighters of freedom. He's one of the people who actually, you know, he takes it into his heart. And he brings it to you, and he's going to look at it until he can figure it out. And he's a guy who loves to put the pieces together, because you got to remember, traitorous perverts like to keep things separate and segregated and keep you guessing. But there are enough people out there that, you know, they've been around it long enough where the guessing kind of goes out the window. They no longer guess. They just start looking and putting the dots together. And Don Nikoloff's one of those people who connects the dots extremely well. So if you need a little bit of research done on some of these criminal-type organizations, you send off that data to us. We'll get it to them. Or call in during the Evident Footprint Show or TNT Hour, and we'll try to help you out. Because we're people that want to see this stopped. And it again, the beauty is it's only a few. You must remember, I don't want to scare people into thinking that there's a whole consortium of thousands upon thousands of people out there doing this. Most people out there can't stomach this kind of sickness. So it's only the few perverted wackos that can. Some people, you know, they allow it out of ignorance or because they think it's easier to allow it, but they don't go perpetrating it. They're not perps. Pervs. Okay? The people that actually have that type of a constitution are the people you need to get some data on and bring them to justice, because they'll keep doing it. That's just the way they are. So, folks, again, if you have some information for us, please send it to contact@bbsradio.com. We will have it researched, looked into, and if it's valid, we will also bring it to a part of our report, which will also be seen by the court systems. Beware of that, because we're going to take it all the way. So whatever you send us can and will be used with us. Okay? Thank you. Now, folks, we've had some interesting posts on the TNT board, and people have wondered why I've been posting certain videos again to our BBSLA TV page. And YouTube has been, you know, they've been taking down a lot of Truth Talking videos. This is a regular occurrence. This is not an occurrence that by any means, is rare, because most people you talk to that are up a little bit on Truth Talking websites and videos and YouTube will know about one or two or three or five or ten videos that have been removed. We don't go for that at BBS Radio. We don't go for that at all. You're not going to remove a Truth Talking video on our watch. No, sir. We're going to have a backup of it, and we're going to post it. So if any of you out there has copies, downloaded copies of videos, truth, talking, hard, hitting, substantial videos that have been removed from any of these video media portals, send it to us. Contact at bbsradio.com. Send us that information. Send us the downloaded file or a link to the flash file. If you don't know how to download these videos before they're removed, get the copy of Real Player Free. Jump into an Internet Explorer, and it'll give you a download link. You just download it. It'll download it to a flash file and then post it up. There's other methods, but that's just the easiest for most people to use. Okay? So if you've got videos out there that they've removed, please help us. Send them to us. We'll post them. We're not afraid of them. Okay? We don't have the fear many of you are associated with out there. Or many of you that aren't. I don't want to throw you all into one unique category. And I apologize. But we're not afraid of it. Okay? And neither should you be. Don't be afraid of these shenanigans. It's going to get worse until we start protecting our children, our lives, our freedoms, our liberties, and our rights. And until we stand up for them, and until we start saying enough's enough and the lies stop here, and we're going to keep bringing out the truth until it hurts you, until you're gone, then we haven't done our job. And to us, it's not a job. It's a way of life. We've got a great team here, folks. More and more people are starting to join us. We have more and more people from abroad, big, powerful, hard-hitting people that are starting to contact us and join with us and starting to do a lot of the legwork with us. So we're here to stay, and we're getting larger all the time. And we're going to be an in-your-face type network. What does that mean? That means that if you get your friends, get your neighbors, get all your buddies around, and we'll be in their face too. For good reason. Because we love them. And we want them to know, we want you to know, we want the truth out there. Hard-hitting program coming today, folks. Jesse Ventura is going to be on our program. Now, things can go wrong with high-profile guests. And so tune in, and be aware, though, you know, we're a network that likes to spoof, so often enough, you have problems with communication companies. That's right. Usually your internet providers or your phone company providers, digital providers or something. They usually like to mess things up, and if it isn't them, then it'll be your hosting provider. Okay? Now, we are moving from our current hosting provider, and we're also setting up our own in-house servers in a location that we're going to bring out later, but we're picking up our own servers. We're going to have redundant systems in place, but we're going to have fully managed and dedicated servers as well. But we, you know, now that we have the opportunity and the ability, we're going to set this up in such a way as to prevent further shenanigans by idiots. And usually those idiots are people with small minds that truly care about nothing else but their own sick machinations. They don't have any free will. So, be on guard for those people. Folks, stick around. I'll be right back. We're going to break.
Hi there. This is Christoph Goes. You'll be listening to new tracks from my new album Turning Inside right here on BBS Radio. Because if it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
BBSRadio.com, medium that transcends the third dimension. BBSRadio.com, embraces the fourth dimension, promotes natural alternative health, spreads joy. BVSRadio.com. Free energy, spirituality, honesty and truth. BVSRadio.com. Increase the vibration of the people and the planet. BVSRadio.com.
This is Mark Marshall, and I'm proud to say that my music is being played here on the 24-hour music channel at bbsradio.com, where there's anything but the mainstream, and they truly do love independent music. You can find out more about me at markmarshall.com, and stay tuned to BBS Radio.
Org, you're listening to BBSRadio.com. Don't forget to tune in to The Infinite Consciousness with Eva Herr every Sunday at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Enjoy.
Words can't truly describe what you see. Words can't truly describe what you hear. Yet some words can inspire you to see and hear images and sounds impossible to describe. Janubia, language of the heart. You've never heard anything like it, but like it you will. JANUBIA.com. Available on iTunes and Amazon.
Hey, this is Andy Dooley, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com.
Hi, this is futurist Gordon Michael Scallion, and you're listening to BBS
Radio.
.com.
Producer, composer, Nelson Ortez. Looking to get away from the same old stuff you hear every day? To get a fresh new sound? Then BBS Radio is where it's at. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBSRadio.com.
Alright, folks, welcome back. Welcome back to the TNT Hour. This is Don Newsom, your host. For this remaining of the last 30 minutes, I love hosting this program. Gives me a chance to get a few things off my chest and communicate with our audience. If any of you want to phone in, we do have toll-free numbers. It's 877-876-5227. That's for anybody here in the U.S. that wants to give me a call. Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. And we also have a direct line, that's 530-876-3222. And that's for anybody abroad, or who is abroad and likes to call in. Otherwise, we have an 888 number, and that's for the Canadians. Just go to BBS, that's BoyBoySamRadio.com, and you'll be able to find out what that 888 number is for Canadians who want to dial toll-free in here to the station. Well, we are now finally in, let's put it to you this way. Archive descriptions are going up now. You guys are going to find that archives are soon going to have, all archives are soon going to have descriptions put to them. We have somebody who's working in Washington State, who's putting all the descriptions to all the archives so that people, when they go to an archive, they're actually going to be able to say, okay, this was the guy who was interviewed, or this is what it was about. So for many of you who have been waiting for that for years, well, it's here. Further, all descriptions are now going into the search engine. So if you type in a few names and we've got the descriptions in, you'll probably find them. So we are trying to bring that up to scratch for you, and we are changing the archiving system, but we still have a little bit more coding to go. It has taken us a little longer than we anticipated, but we're trying to do a fantastic job for you. So the archive, new archiving system will be out, I'm hoping within the next 2 weeks, maybe less. We have also added a new highlight section to our website. If you go to the bbsradio.com, the home page, and you check over on the left side at the left column set of navs, you'll see a new one called Headlines 2008. That's only a small smattering of our headlines, folks. It's just ones where hosts would tell us way ahead of time who the guest was, and if we felt it should be headlined, we did. Of course, again, it's a very small group of headlines, but at least you've got some of our programs up there that are absolutely not to be missed. So head on over there to our homepage, click on the link, you're going to see a bunch of descriptions, pictures, and you'll be able to see what the programs were about. We've got another caller. Let's put them on the air. Welcome to the program, caller.
Hello, how are you this afternoon?
Well, I'm doing excellent. It's a pleasure to have you on the TNT Hour.
Thanks, and thanks for the heads up earlier in the show.
Well, thank you.
I have a question. I listen to a lot of a variety in regards to internet radio.
Right.
And I'm not hearing a backing in regards to H.R. 1258, the impeachment legislation that Dennis Kucinich has brought.
Right, right.
Now, you know, he's been on Alex Jones, Dr. Deagle talks to him.
Right.
Gary Knowles had him on, but I'm not hearing a concerted effort by any of the hosts of any of these shows in regards to rallying the folks behind this amendment and Dennis, and to get that terrorist out of the White House.
Well, that terrorist is a pervert. Okay?
No kidding.
He's a pervert. Bush is a pervert. Okay?
Yeah, hello.
In order to get him out of there, are we going to be able to do it through articles of impeachment? Well, look at what he's done to the world and the country. Is it tough to get him out of there through that sort of a play? Yeah, it is, because all members that could do anything about it, you know, the inner core of his membership group,
well,
are all sick perverts too. And then, of course, when you look at Parliament, you look at how they've been voting, you know that they've been blackmailed, bought off, or in one respect or another, they're part of it.
Yeah, Ray McGovern was on Alex Jones earlier today, and they were talking about they've done a Hoover on Conyers, because Conyers is setting stock still and not
John Conyers,
move,
yeah.
Yeah, at all.
Yeah, well, they're constantly using the court systems and the secrecy and let's just say that they believe that they don't have to answer to anybody, and they're constantly using the court systems to I guess you'd have to almost say use them for evil. Because in the one respect, they're keeping the people from another class, which is the lower, middle, and upper classes, at bay for their monopolies. And, of course, then they're also using it to safeguard their own secrets. And it's a sick group, but are we going to be able to remove them through the new bill, through the new Articles of Impeachment bill? Tough to say. I would almost have to say, let's keep trying, because it keeps the pressure up. Is it going to work? You know, I mean, when you look at the shenanigans and the people that are part of our legislative and executive branch and judicial branch, is it going to work? Probably not. Hate to tell you that. Probably not, because it's a controlled mechanism and it's corrupt. But it doesn't mean we should not be backing it. No, it means we should be supporting it. We should be getting out there and doing everything we can to have these bums removed. But again, we need to continue compiling evidence, compiling data, and bring these people up on charges for murder, for being traitors.
Yeah, Bugliosi's got that one.
Bugliosi's got that one, but it needs to be more spread, more wide. We need to bring more and more of this out, because when these people finally are at arm's length, when they are out of their particular secrecy positions of power, then we have an easier chance of coming at them.
Well, what if they do another false flag in regard to...
I don't think that's likely.
What if Bush suspends the election?
I don't think that's likely. I don't think that's likely. He has too many people watching him around the world, too many people in this country watching him, and you got it just like they couldn't take away our guns. They certainly aren't going to take away our spirit. Okay? So what's going to happen is, if another false flag goes down, I would hazard a guess that it's going to be the end of the entire sickness, the entire regime. I'm only hoping that they try it. Because not that they'll succeed, but that they'll try it, because I think it'll be stopped, and I think it'll be the end of their game. I think they're being watched that closely, and I don't think they're going to get away with another thing. They've already committed murder on a heinous scale. At 9/11, the World Trade Center's 9/11 has been so heinous that I just think they're being watched at every single angle, and people are way too awake. Their eyes are wide open.
Well, I personally would really like to see Bush and Cheney stand for impeachment.
I would like to see him brought to a trial, and if so be it, if the people see that they are murderous traitors, which I personally believe they are, they should be hung.
Yeah, well, most definitely.
They should be hung.
Why are people putting the... You know, my representative is...
They are. You just don't hear it in the media.
I'm not...
That's the only place you're not hearing this, is in mainstream media, which, by the way, let me give you, just for all everybody out there who seems to wonder how big this mainstream media is, why does 84% of all newsgoers get their information from talk radio now? 84%. So if people are still being befuddled and somehow seem to think that mainstream media is all there is and that they're setting the pace and the tone, you're wrong. They're not. That's another con job. They don't have any power. They're entertainment firms and people know it. And it's just a few that haven't caught on to that yet. But most people have caught on to that. Honestly, they don't have the news readership, the listenership, and people by the droves are leaving them. So they're going more and more into entertainment. You can see the trend. But talk radio is where they're getting their news. They're just not showing up on your boob tube or on your funky little FM radio. Okay? So the truth is out there. It's widespread. It just happens to be that, you know, those places where it's in every home in their little TVs and on their boob tubes. And by the way, that's changing as well, as we can see with PBS and Bugliosi, can't we? For an hour program saying, I want to charge these guys for murder, Bush, and I have the evidence here, and I'm imploring all local, state, regional and federal prosecutors to get on the bandwagon. Now that's starting to occur, and more truth-talking TV programs, all bite, public broadcasting type programs, are starting to hit your boob tube. So it is getting out there. They are not winning. It's impossible for them to win at this juncture, because they, first of all, they don't have the power, and second of all, they don't have the people on their side, and they're losing them in waves. Okay? So don't be misled by the fact that you're not hearing the truth. The truth is out there. You're just not hearing it from the
few. I haven't had my TV on in 2 years. I'm just wondering why on the internet talk shows that I listen to, mm-hmm. by fabulous people such as yourself.
Oh, thank you. I'm not
hearing more about Dennis. For me, this is really important because I think that the representative should hear from the folks. Now, my representative is a useless piece of trash who could be tried for murder as well, Jane Harmon, for her implication to the 2002 treason bill she said on that Bush signed, along with Pelosi.
Pelosi, so boy, that Nancy, she ought to be slapped.
So I'm calling every representative in the nation, every. And it took me over 8 hours one Saturday to call every single one of them and to leave a message to impeach. And I just think that more people need to get involved.
Tell you what, we'll get so involved, you send me a little write-up and we'll post it right at the head of our index page. Fact.
Thank you.
You bet. Send it to contact or Don, D-O-N, at BBS Radio. You get me out that information. We'll have it up today.
Oh, bless your heart. I love you.
I love you, too, and we'll be here for the good fight for as long as it takes.
Thanks for keep on keeping on.
You bet.
Bless your heart.
Bless you. Thank you.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye-bye. Oh, wasn't that wonderful? I love it when people out there are trying to fight the good fight, because that's what it takes to save our children. That's what it takes to save the lives of the rest of the people that we're responsible for right here on this beautiful planet. You know, I had an interesting call the other day. It was by a person who actually wanted to find out a little bit more about Dr. Horowitz. And they said, you know, son of a gun, I've been listening to this guy on the Insight Hour, and darned if he isn't speaking the truth. In fact, I thought he was some kind of an operative, CIA, and that, I don't want to go into it. But I said to this, you know, I said to this person, well, what made you change your mind? And they said, well, you know, the guy is starting to talk about research that I'm into, and he's talking the truth. Talking the truth. And, you know, it's funny, folks, because if the people we bring on our network, they're not trash-talking idiots. These people are professionals, they're angry, and they have passion. And I'm not talking angry men, okay, like the Angry 12. I'm talking people that are passionate, and they're using their passion to drive forward and break out of this situation that we're in. They're helping others break out of this situation that we're in. We've got a criminal consortium, a criminal class that truly believes that it's in their power and they have the right, and they don't care whether they have it or not. They're actively trying to kill you. They're murderers. Okay? They're murderers. Now, when you get a bunch of sick people in power and you've got a big movement from AIPAC, whatever, sick, and you start getting these wackos that are constantly lobbying your government with all these monies, they're trying to make the presidential situation something you can buy, because remember, you're buying the presidency now. What does that tell you when the highest office in our land must be bought in order to be secured? What does that tell you about the rest? The judicial system allowed it. The legislative system has legislated it. And our executive commander in chief, the loser, is bought. And so is every monkey out there that seems to be at the head of the contender list for the president of this here United States. Bought and paid for, a la mode. Yeah, Obama, that's right. We're also talking about you. We're talking about Hillary. We're talking about McCain. You notice how three losers are the only people that are left? Huh? You notice how Ron Paul is still trying to fight in order to get delegates from, like, Nevada now, which it looks like Nevada is finally turning around and saying, this election fraud was crap, and now we're going to redo it. Let's hope they stick with it. Nevada, you've got my vote. If you stick to the truth, we're with you. If not, we're going to come at you. Folks, I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Nico, and thank you for listening to my music on BBS Radio. I'd like to invite you to check out my website, nicoonline.com. That's N-I-K-O-online.com. If you sign up on my email list, I'll give you 20 free MP3s, the sun, the moon, and stars being one of them. If you enjoy inspirational music with a message of hope and love expressed in very creative ways, then I think you'll enjoy my songs. Again, my website is nicoonline.com, and thanks for listening to BBS Radio.
Hi, this is Mark O'May. On behalf of BBSRadio.com, I would like to wish you a great day.
This is inspirational speaker Wambui Bahati, and you're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS.com.
Almeen, the greatest mystic of our time, invites you to join her as she shares powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Her books and audio library have become roadmaps for those seeking truth in an age of deception. Her live events are unparalleled in the transfiguration of participants into immortal mastery and beyond. Now you can experience the profound wisdom and incredible message of hope she has for mankind right here on BBS Radio. Friday nights at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, tune in to the mystical world we live in on Station 1 to receive the most cutting-edge information on the current ascension of all creation.
Would you like to know the real secret? I'm not talking about the new movie or book. I'm talking about you. You are the biggest secret in your life. Your secret could unlock your highest potential and fulfill all your dreams. What is that secret? The knowledge of who you are. This is Robert Lee Camp, author of The Cards of Your Destiny and Love Cards. I am the host of a new show here on BBSRadio.com called Mr. Destiny. You can listen in or join in any Monday night at 7:30 Pacific or 10:30 Eastern on the late night section. Come on the show, tell me your birthday, and I will reveal some of your secrets. Maybe ones that can open up the doors for new possibilities for you and your life. Your birthday is the key to your destiny. I invite you to come explore your destiny with me and find out what the Book of Destiny has to say about you. Hope to see you then.
Okay, we're back. Folks, we're into the last few minutes of this program. Thank you for your calls. I really do appreciate it. Again, if you have information, truthful information that can be verified, documents, videos, that you feel we should know and be starting to research, send it to us. We will research it. We will document. We will do some work and homework on it and get it out to the people, okay? We're already well underway in that. We're going to keep going. So if you've got something you want us to know, send it to us. Go to bbsradio.com and get it to us. Okay? We're here for you. We're going to do the work for you. You don't have to do it. We'll do it for you. Okay? Now, before we close, I am going to just encourage you all to head on over to the BBS LA TV page. There is a link to it on our homepage, left side. Go down. You see a little button. Kind of looks like the top five buttons, but it's on the left side down a little bit on our homepage. It will say BBS LA TV, and there's some great videos there. And there's one that I just want you to have a look at. It'll kind of give you an idea of Bush and his buds, Bush and his buddies, and why you're feeling such a crunch right now. What really happens when you get sick, perverted pedophiles in power? It's going to give you a little nice little short little video, and you'll kind of get a little understanding, or a better understanding, of what the heck is going on here. Okay, pervs in power, folks, pervs in power. And don't forget to send that page to your friends. Send it to your friends. Come on, help us out a little bit. Do what you can. Tell your friends about us. They might even figure out how to streamline to shut us right out of the internet. And if they do, it's going to be word of mouth. We don't care. We'll be here. We'll be there. We'll be everywhere we possibly can. And we're going to fight the good fight until we're dead. So if you guys want to help us out, send that page to a friend. Tell your friends about us. We're here, and we're not afraid of anything. Okay? We're always going to bring the truth to you. If you ever find somebody on our network that's spewing crap or is a liar or whatever the problem is, you contact us. We will not tolerate it. We won't tolerate deceit. We will not tolerate lies. We will not tolerate the criminal class. We don't have to. Whoever gave anybody the right, the ability to tell us what we can and what we can't do, or who we can and who we can and can't tolerate. Because this business has gone on long enough. We need your support to put an end to it. We're putting an end to it now, and it will continue to shift shape. But the more that join us, the faster we can get these results. The faster we can bring this criminal class to justice, the faster we can see them hung. And I'll just leave you with that. Folks, once again, thank you for tuning in to BBS Radio. This is your host, Don Newsom. I'll be back again next week. Same time, same station. Don't forget to tune in Wednesday to Don Nikoloff. Our other host of the TNT Hour, Wednesday at 1 p.m., same station, okay? And he also does a program every evening. You'll be able to catch Don on tonight. Thank you for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week.
$5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.